Chapter 3. The Fabricated Man. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Genesis chapter 42, verse 11. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. When the image and mask a man hides behind is shattered to pieces, he is finally ready to truly live. Anything short of this is a crutch and a manufactured lie. I want you to understand the world in which we live and the deceptive traps the enemy has set for you. The devil wants you to downgrade or overestimate yourself, be overwhelmed with insecurity and question your manhood. His ultimate goal is for you to think you are a real man and spend your entire life looking like a success in the eyes of others, only to be a failure as a man from God's perspective. It doesn't matter to him which category you fall into, as long as you never reach God's will for your life. He actually doesn't care if you're born again and going to heaven. What he doesn't want is to see you gain enough light to ultimately affect someone else's life. Why do you think it's been such a struggle for you? Because it really isn't about you. There is someone you were called to reach, affect, and help to get to his or her destination in life. However, many men are confused when it comes to their own lives. The darkness and fog they seem unable to see through is meant to keep them contained. We need light to break the walls of containment around our lives. No man ever rises without light. Light is simply understanding and wisdom. When a man gains the light of God's word, he will finally see things the way God sees them. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. Psalm chapter 38, verse 10. A man who has no...